We're in what is called Milford Township, probably the most historic township in Brown County regarding the 1860s. And New Ulm was originally actually down right below us here, about 3/4 of a mile away. They had a mill, and they could cross the river there. They could ford the river. That's how our township got its name, Mill Ford. And that's where New Ulm was supposed to be. My family tells me that the reason my great-grandparents picked this site, they thought they'll be right above the city of New Ulm. The mill was here and some other various outbuildings were built. But prior to the Indian events, that was a poor site because it's all floodplain. Cooler heads prevailed, and one of them was Frank Massapust. Frank Massapust was my great-grandmother's first husband. And he's the one that picked this site, apparently, that we're told. And yeah, I guess history bears that out. He then thought, as well as the other founders of New Ulm, that it made more sense. And New Ulm is, it's on a terrace. The geology is just more practical. And they couldn't have picked a much better site for a town than New Ulm. It's beautiful. It's rolling. It doesn't flood, except that a few people have built in the floodplain in the last 20 years that should have known better. So, but that, I don't know if that influenced our farm so much, but, you know, things might have been different had it not been for the events of the 1850s and 60s. I don't think New Ulm would have stayed here because New Ulm was established prior to the war, the Dakota War. Frank Massapust, again, lived here. This was his. He then sent to Europe for his father. This was the young boy, Frank. There was Frank Sr. then, who was still in Europe. And Frank Massapust told him to come over here. And he then, Frank Jr., set his dad up in a farm where my oldest son now lives, right across the highway. It was Frank Massapust Jr. was here. Frank Massapust Sr. was here. That family, Frank Sr. then, they basically got wiped out by the Indians. The females, the wife and the daughter, tried to flee toward New Ulm, and they were killed about a mile away. And I believe he was killed on the farm. A number of years ago, the Historical Society, in fact, did a dig on some hills right over here. There were human remains. I don't know if they ever determined, you know, whether they were Dakota or the whites.